Good morning, Power Hour Nation. So good to be with you. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. I am your honored host. A little frantic this morning. I mean, right before we're about to go online, that's where we were a couple minutes late. There's a crazy storm here, so I don't, you know, we may cut out or whatever, but we're gonna persevere. Thank you for being with us. ThePowerHour.com, ThePowerMall.com, and Uncle Kevin's riding shotgun here. Good morning, Uncle Kevin.
Good morning. Another great day in America, even though it's raining.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Robert Tactalian is going to be here. He's the only guest we have today. Of course, Vitamir, you know about that. But what you, and there's also some new products, some new shampoos and soaps. Healthcare products are very important. Sodium lauryl sulfates, whatever. Your skin is the biggest organ in your body and absorbs the most toxins. So when you talking about, hey, I want to eliminate toxins from my food or whatever, think about what you're putting on your skin. In the soaps, in the shampoos, in the lotions, and, you know, all the above. It goes right into your skin, right into your blood. And so we'll talk about that. And then his story of Armenia. He and his family are from Armenia. And it's I've been wanting him to tell his story for a long time. And he kind of hem and hawed, but we're going to get him to tell it. And I think it'll be very interesting of what happened so that, for, at least for record, so it's on public airwaves of forever and forever. Yeah, we'll know a little bit about what happened in Armenia. So we'll go do that here, and we're going to do news in the meantime. The biggest stories in the world revolves around coronavirus and digital currency. Did you hear me? That's why we had a huge story. But anyway, we'll get to India is now hand-stamping people who are suspected to have COVID-19 infections after an all-day curfew was observed. An all-day curfew by the entire nation. You know, we're talking about states here and what have you. The whole country. Millions of Indians are remaining on lockdown because of global coronavirus pandemic. And now, if this wasn't dystopian enough, the disturbing imagery continues in India where those suspected of having are now being given hand stamps. You know the story about the, invisible tattoos, right, for people, vaccines?
Mark of the beast.
Well, I don't know what you want to call it. Some kind of mark.
Yeah.
Certainly. China to lift lockdown in most of virus-hit Hubei province. The Hubei province is not Wuhan, or it's where the city of Wuhan is, where the virus was first detected in December, is to remain on lockdown until April 8th. So the city of Wuhan is about to, it's kind of like a city, you know, like Atlanta is in Georgia, but Georgia's going to be release, but Atlanta is going to stay on lockdown a little more.
So they're getting ready to be in full production there in a couple of weeks.
In China?
Yeah.
Very curious, isn't it?
Oh, it sure is.
How it's been turned down. We're about to be shut down,
yeah.
Mexico's president rules out company bailouts or requesting IMF line. The IMF is more than ready to offer
that's
money.
That's right, at a high interest rate. Yep.
Any interest rate.
And if you can't pay it, we'll take your resources, your oil and your food and whatever.
Yeah, just ask Africa.
Yeah.
WHO, USA has potential of becoming epicenter. This is what Dr. Sherry Rogers said. It'll be worse in America than all the other nations because our cell membranes are broken down or more toxic.
Yeah.
The list goes on. Over 13,000 Americans seek help to return to U.S. as virus spreads. I'm fine with them coming back, but they better be quarantined.
That's right. That's all.
I mean, this is what should have happened before. To at least test it. You stop them, test them. If they pass, you know, then they can come in. If they do, then they're quarantined.
2 weeks.
U.S. domestic passenger flights could virtually shut down voluntarily or by government order. The airline, you know, the government's about to own the airlines.
Correct.
Because they're going to go completely under.
Belly up. Yep.
What's the story that you got about Washington is now going to decide what businesses stay afloat?
Let's see here. Washington is about to pick winners. Company survived just like in 2008, Politico. With American commerce facing an unprecedented shutdown, and just about every business other than Amazon, Costco, and Purcell taking devastating hits, Washington is gripped in a bailout frenzy. Nearly every industry is sending lobbyists to ask Congress for handouts, including private jet industry.
So
everybody's going to go there with their handout, and Washington is going
to try to get the money.
Yeah, Washington is going to pick
who wins, what industry gets
and
the money,
what industry goes under.
Well, that's interesting. We talk about Amazon. you know, Amazon's got a lot to benefit here.
Yeah.
And they got the cash to withstand this, and yeah,
they better not get a bailout that Amazon.
Governors clamp down as Trump considers easing virus plans. So governors and mayors across the United States issued orders to shut down normal human contact and commercial life, even as the Trump administration debates dialing back guidance that officials fear is smothering the economy. So it's a, you know, it's a teeter totter here.
Right.
Shut down the economy for our safety, allegedly. Shut down the economy for our safety, or open up the economy and risk our health.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're putting it.
The AP has reported that Trump he intends to reopen the country in weeks, not months.
His last interviews, well, of course you're with him, but I mean, honestly, we really don't know what the truth is.
No, we absolutely don't. Absolutely
and
don't.
Still to this day, there's supposedly 500 people have died of the virus in America, and it goes up pretty, you know, just a couple of days ago it was like 140 or something. So it is going up quick, that number. Is it like the flu? It's not even an accurate number. I don't know. I still do not know.
No, me neither.
And I study this all the time.
Yep.
I cannot give you a concrete answer about
this.
Can't
do it. But it seems like we got some stuff to treat it, that chloroquine. Did you see
the malaria drug?
Yeah, did you see on Fox, Laura Ingraham, that guy was almost dead. He was having a hard time breathing, couldn't get out of bed. He was aching for a week in a row, and they gave him chloroquine, and 2 days later he's up and around talking and stuff like that.
Well, that's, you know, the, that's quinine.
Yes, quinine.
Right? Isn't that,
synthetic, chloroquine is synthetic quinine.
And you can get quinine.
Seagram's tonic water.
You can get quinine.
Yeah.
Maybe that's, ladies and gentlemen, when you're at Walmart and the toilet paper is gone, maybe go get some Seagram's tonic water.
Tonic water.
See if it's got quinine in it.
Yeah, you drink a quart a day. That's what they're saying. Drink a quart of tonic water a day.
California police. Do you think this isn't spooky? Here comes the spookiest story. This is the spookiest story of the day. California police to use Chinese-made drones to monitor citizens during the lockdown. So, you've seen that TV show, what's that TV show, Colony, where it's got the drones everywhere. There's hardly any police. I mean, there are some, but the drones come out.
Right. Keep an eye on you. And don't they say if need to, they can put speakers on them?
They do. Yeah, they have speakers on.
Oh, they have speakers.
No, these have, yeah.
Oh, I thought they said if they need to put speakers on them.
Now, there's, I don't know if you've seen the stories about some states now, if you break their curfew, they can arrest you. Hawaii, Alaska, mm-hmm. California, Mississippi. It's curious, Mississippi. It's a kind of a law, the quote-unquote law that's on the books, a statute on the books. And Michigan. And I think that number will add, you know, what's it been, about 2 weeks now, close to 2 weeks? I told you, ladies and gentlemen, this is very important. I told you what people have told me, at least partly. I told you there's going to be, imagine a big circle, and it's going to, your travel is restricted in a big circle, and then it gets smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller.
Yep.
Everything that I've been told to this point has, you know, pretty much been spot on. This is exactly what's gone on. I've also been told, By this time next year, America will be in a full-blown depression.
Mm-hmm.
I just want you to know that. That's what I've been told. I'm not saying that that's what's going to happen.
Right.
I'm saying that's what I've been told is going to happen by the same type people that told me everything that's been pretty darn accurate to this point.
But when you shut down industry, it doesn't go just like that, and it comes up and everything's working, and these products are going out everywhere, and food's going out. It don't work that way.
They're predicting, whoever they are, I think it's a reasonable prediction, even if it's only moderately accurate. It's at least moderately accurate that in the next couple of months, America's unemployment's going to be 20%. That's what they're claiming.
Maybe 30. I heard 30.
Okay. Let's say it's 15.
Yeah.
And the new math, not the old,
math. Exactly.
This is the new math. So 15 is like 35 in the old math.
Yes, exactly.
But if it hits 15, I mean, do you think that's just going to, the economy's just going to turn back on?
No.
Do you think, no, there's not, and this is, we are, so, anyway,
yeah.
Why do I tell you this? I'm not telling you this to scare you.
Prepare.
I care about you. Think through this. You know, use your brain, use your intellect. You have all these things. Get, you know, just kind of make some decisions.
This,
you asking my personal, I'm not giving you financial advice. I'm saying my personal opinion. I am going under the assumption, at least moderately in my decision making, that next year there will, exactly what I just told you is going to happen. Chaos, inconsistency, mark launch of drive-through virus testing. Drive-through virus testing.
I wouldn't do that. They get your DNA.
Why would you get tested
if
anyway?
You don't have it? It's just a way to get your DNA so they can make a bioweapon out of it.
Well, unless I'm seriously sick, I'm not even... That's me. I wouldn't even go... I mean, I would have to be, like, coughing up blood, you know, before I go to...
I'd get some quinine before I... Well,
that's what I'm saying. I would try it. That's me. Yeah. That's not medical advice. This is me.
If you can't get Quantiquin, go down and get some tonic water and plow it down.
Chloroquine?
Yeah, chloroquine.
Drive-through sites have been opening around the United States to make it quicker and safer to test people. But much like the rest of the United States' response, the system has been marked by inconsistencies, delays, and shortages. Imagine
that. Yeah, of course.
Denver Mayor, this is an important story. Your will, whatever the government is, we say they, them, whatever, they are afraid of you exercising your will. Maybe that's not the right word. They acknowledge, they try to manipulate it. But when you exercise your will, they respond most of the time, especially in a certain direction with conviction. Remember, conviction is king.
It's king. I agree.
Denver mayor reverses order to close liquor stores, recreational marijuana dispensaries after crowd swarm. So the Denver mayor, like a lot of them, said, we're closing liquor stores, we're closing the gun stores, yep. We're closing the A, B, C, D, 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 D. See, they're not lined up at the gun store, so they're leaving the gun store closed. They're lined up at the liquor store. So they're going to, and so he's going to open the liquor store.
Right.
If they were lined up at the gun store screaming and
or
you know, raising.
Beauty parlor.
Or wherever, they, you know, obviously there's a little more resistance, but do you see what my point? I mean, it would overcome it.
Right.
Is what I'm saying.
They have no authority to shut it down. No authority.
Not at this point, I don't think. Well, they have authority. They do because they're licensing them. That's what happens when you start getting licensed. Well, they do if there's a national emergency. They do. Yes. Yes, they do. Yes, they do. Of course. They can quarantine people if there's a I don't. We're not in that situation.
Right.
You're telling me there's a.
Zero.
They have the ability, if there's a national emergency, they can declare martial law. Yes, they can. That's in the Constitution. Absolutely it is. We're not there, is my point.
Okay.
That's in the Constitution.
Okay. I have to go back and check.
Well, trust me, it's there. They can. But we're not there, is my point. I think your point, too, really.
Yeah.
States across the U.S. attacking Second Amendment by forcing gun stores to close. Well, if you line up outside of them, start raising hell.
Start rocking the
the police cars out front.
Tipping them over.
They probably open them.
Yeah, exactly. We'll take the cops' guns.
There's two important stories, and this is going to take probably the rest of the time. Is there any more story you want to? Amazon using coronavirus to expand its power. Who didn't know that? I don't know if there's any other story I really want to get to, but I have to. Mortgage firms brace for wave of mispayments. That's okay. The government will put the money in the back door. The government will put the money in the back door to them.
They should defer at least 3 months.
There's two huge stories. These are the two. Is there any other story? Okay.
Go.
Massive stories. The Fox News is reporting that, it appears that this virus is not man-made after all.
Yeah, I've heard that at least a half a dozen times on there over the last week.
Okay, they keep saying that.
Yep.
In a big article.
Yep.
You're thinking, why? Why is that big? Why is that important? Okay, I've compared this before. I want you to think this through. And I immediately thought about this when I saw how they were attacking people selling colloidal silver. When James Fetzer, whether you agree with James Fetzer or don't agree with James Fetzer, cannot James Fetzer ask a question?
Of course he can. He has opinion.
Right.
You can ask questions. He's a human being.
Right. Can't he say, well, I talked to this person and they said story A and the government saying story B about Sandy Hook. He can't say that?
No, apparently not.
And I can't on this show here, this broadcast, have him on to ask him that question?
He has an opinion.
Okay.
He's right to his opinion.
You know how that went, right?
Yeah.
I mean, everybody in the audience knows how that went and how, and it made you realize how so terribly desperate the orchestrators of that narrative, or at the very least, how people were wanting to control the narrative.
Oh,
from
they
it.
Had to.
Right. Okay. They were controlling the narrative mm-hmm. from it because they couldn't have any dissension
at any cost.
They couldn't have almost all costs.
Yes.
Almost all costs.
Because
I mean,
that was a play to take our guns away. And they couldn't let that narrative get out. That,
well,
there was some inconsistencies there.
Well, whether it wasn't, I mean, that's really a secondary issue.
Right.
The way the government, the legal system, controlled that narrative, that is indisputable.
No, absolutely. They came down on him.
Right.
Came
so
down
that,
on him hard.
Well, and other people, not just him,
yeah.
us. I mean, other tons of people.
Mm-hmm.
Alex Jones. I mean, lots
oh,
of people.
Yeah.
The when you look at it, that made you very suspicious. That's made me very suspicious.
Yeah, there's
okay.
so many inconsistencies.
Immediately when this virus really started to get going in America, they went after Jim Baker for selling colloidal silver and they said, well, you claimed it's gonna cure coronavirus. And you listen to the tape and it's like, will this cure coronavirus?
No.
And he says, well, no, it's never been treated on it, but it has testing has shown it's done X, 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 Y, 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 Z, 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 Z. That's all he said.
Yep.
And then the cease and desist from the New York Attorney General. What in the world is the New York Attorney General sending cease and desist letters to somebody in Missouri? Then the Missouri Attorney General, you know, we got a Democratic governor here
now.
And got, you know, it's very suspicious, the voting. Missouri's been a red state for a long time. Mm-hmm. Very suspicious. So obviously some pressure was put out. So then the Missouri Attorney General sends a letter to Jim Baker, and
mm-hmm.
Jim Baker stops selling. And I thought, wow, this is eerily similar to the Sandy Hook situation.
Absolutely.
Whoa. Whoa. Leonard Horowitz, Karen, thank you so much for your email. Very important. We read that where Leonard Horowitz lays it out. I think Catherine, if we haven't, let's put that up on our email blast or put it up on the site so people can read that letter. The very first part of the letter, boom, this is a man-made virus. Boom, this is a man-made virus. Prasad Pradhan from IBM Asia used artificial intelligence to analyze the virus and says it is man-made.
Yeah.
Another prestigious, he lists it right below, from Johns Hopkins. They analyzed it and said there was a middle attachment that made this work accelerated the effect of it in the lungs and that does not occur in nature. It is nowhere in nature, only in the lab. Boom. Another smoke. Two extremely competent.
Francis Boyle,
more of his opinion. These are people who actually, scientists who looked at it, and I think Francis Boyle was kind of just piggybacking on their research and saying this. And then Fox comes out and says, oh, it turns out it wasn't.
Nonsense.
Oh, my gosh. I want you, ladies and gentlemen, if you get nothing from this show this week, to always remember, it certainly appears... Anybody with any logic who's really looking at this, this is a man-made, created virus. Now, you can look at, was it leaked? Was it done on purpose? I don't know the answer to those questions. I can speculate. I don't know. Here's what is real clear as I can determine, this is a created virus.
Correct.
Do not let them tell you different and use their propaganda and their nonsense and their little manipulation and their subliminal messaging and their programming on these TV shows to tell you different. Don't let anybody, as all this goes on, Remember, this was a man-made virus.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
The other big story. In COVID-19 stimulus, U.S. Congress eyes digital dollar to send aid to the unbanked. Why did I have Crypto J on yesterday? I got a lot of emails, positive and negative. People want to talk to crypto. People think Crypto J is the worst thing since the, you know, the devil.
Yeah.
This is why we had him on. Because they just put in a stimulus bill. They want to use cryptocurrency to give money to the unbanked in a stimulus package. And then they're going to wait 12, 18 months. I bet you they'll roll it out everywhere.
Probably.
This is what's coming. This is why I had him on.
Yes.
And we'll have more people on.
This is the wave of the future.
Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to The Power Hour. Robert Tactalian on the other side.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food and storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food storage all up to eat. Yum.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I've said this several times, and I mean it. Robert Tactalian, you talk about buy from the good guys, this is the poster child. You look it up in the dictionary, this is the man sitting there. What a guy, what a heart. His wife, they treated us exceptionally well. It was so nice to meet them in Las Vegas, outside of Las Vegas. My wife and I got to meet him a while ago, and they couldn't have been nicer. You know, just like he is on the radio. You talk about friends of the power. He's a friend at the age, his history, why he's on, usually, at the age of 44, he had periodontal disease and was going to lose his teeth. His wife, who's the smart one in the family, as he says, I think he's plenty smart, but he puts it on his wife, and we'll go with that. She is smart, really smart. She says, here, won't you try this? Why should I listen to you? You know, kind of thing. You know the story. We'll have Robert detail, but from it, they came up with Vitamir. And boy, are we blessed from having it and these products. What does that have to do with your overall health? A lot. A lot, ladies and gentlemen. Robert Tactalian, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Thank you. What an introduction. You make me look so good. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, you should, shouldn't you? I mean, it's true. I didn't say anything that wasn't true, did I?
No, I'm just a humble person, you know. I don't like to be praising about me, but if someone is like you, who's a national talk show host, man, that's fantastic for me. It feels great. Thank you.
Well, I value real people. That's one of the coolest things about being here in this position is meeting some of the people that we meet and helping the audience. I want them to know you like I know you. You know, obviously they haven't gone to dinner with you, but I want them to understand you like I understand you. And so that's why I said that, because I hold you in the highest regards. I mean, I'm so glad to have you on. Anyway, let's
you
talk
know,
a little bit about...
It's a two-way street, right?
Oh, well, thank you. This is very nice. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Let's talk about your Vitamir products. I gave a little bit of story, kind of the back and forth of how Vitamir was invented. Just give us a Reader's Digest version for maybe new listeners.
Well, I had horrible gum problems, teeth problems, bleeding gums, canker sores, loose teeth, sensitivity, anything you can think in oral health problems, and I hated. But before it started, I thought I had the best teeth in the world. I thought I can chew nails, but it wasn't so. Once it started going down, you know, the way I explain periodontal disease is like the enemy coming from behind you. You don't know it's there until they stick the knife in your back. Mm. That's how it works. If you don't take care of your oral health daily, in your entire life, you're going to have problems sooner or later in your mouth. And once the problems start, you can stop it. And that was my case. Once it started, it was horrible. I spent tens of thousands of dollars between dentists, periodontists, and specialists to help me out because it was horrible. I just go to dentists. They would do something. They would say things. I would say, just take care of me. I got business to run. I don't have time. How much you want? You know, I didn't care. I just wanted to be taken care of. But they didn't. You know, it was easy money. Today, it's so easy for people to take care of themselves. There's so many good products out there. And, of course, vitamin is the best, but there's all kind of other products. Number one is the willingness of the person to take care of themselves. You know, you have to be your own doctor first. That means, you know, you brush your teeth, you floss them, you make sure you see a dentist at least once a year and so on. I haven't done much before I had started having problems. And once I start having problems, it just went on and on and on. I trusted my dentist. I trusted my periodontist. You know, I thought they were really taking care of me. But they were taking care of my money, not me.
Let me ask you a couple questions specifically about that. I don't know how many dentists you went to. I think a lot of things, like a lot of things in life, you know, there's dentists and then there's dentists. You know, there's dentists that are real good and on top of all this, and others that kind of, you know, you're just in and out of the system and run the money through. Did you feel that same way as you went through all this?
Yes. That's why I always tell people, please get a second opinion. Get a third opinion if you have doubts. Because today, you know, last week there was an article, I think it was USA Today, they were talking about these money companies that get into dental business and they keep opening a lot of places, and nurses and technicians were talking, saying that they are forced to charge more, they're forced to create jobs. You know, once you get into dental office and they start telling you things that you don't think is true, get a second opinion. Don't trust. Look, most dentists are good people. They're good dentists. They're there to help people. But there's a lot of people out there for money. Well, it happened to me. I can give you a little example. My granddaughter lives in Lake Havasu, Arizona. My daughter took her to a dentist, and they said she has three cavities. They made an appointment to go for, they were going to take care of the cavities. Meanwhile, their insurance changed. They had to go to another dentist. And the dentist checked out, said she's got a great healthy teeth. Well, my daughter said to the dentist, but this other dentist said she has cavities. He says, I don't see any cavities. She's got best teeth I ever seen. Can you believe this? I was ready to go to Lake House and wring that guy's neck.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to say that. But, you know, it's so upsetting. When you know there is no job to be done in your mouth except good cleaning, and they will create jobs. They will tell people they need bridges and all kind of stuff that it's not necessary. That's why I always tell people, find a good dentist, that first they're good people, that people talk good about them. Ask around. And then double check. Go to a second dentist. Go to a third dentist if you have to. One of the problems I have is chain offices that have many, many offices. The reason they can afford to do that, because they're gouging people. There is no way being reasonable and opening 200 locations nationwide.
I'll tell you a little bit about my experience. I've had a lot of health problems in my life, and that's one of the reasons why, you know, I found the show, I guess, and appreciate the guests that we have on. But one of the things I did have, I had super strong bones and super strong teeth. Super strong. My mother put extra calcium when I was little or something. Whatever it is, I had super strong teeth. Well, there was a time I didn't go to a dentist for like 20. I mean, I'm not advising this, ladies and gentlemen. I didn't go to a dentist for like 20 years. And my wife is you gotta understand, she's a hygienist. She's a hygienist.
Right.
She's very good at it. And so she cleaned my teeth. She says, you haven't been 20, you gotta go to the dentist. So I go to the dentist, and the dentist, takes the x-rays, whatever. And he says, oh yeah, your teeth look really good. My wife about hit the floor, of course, because I had been there 20 years. Why do I say that? Because when I was younger, the one dentist, my mother took me to a dentist when I was like, I don't know, 13 or 12 or whatever. And I have two cavities filled. I had mercury that I wanted to get out of my mouth, or two or three.
Mm-hmm.
And what you just said about your daughter resonate, because I pretty much can guarantee you from my whole experience in my life, from what this dentist just said, I went 20 years without going to the dentist. I can pretty much guarantee you, I probably didn't need those fillings way back then when I got those fillings. And,
Most likely.
That's exactly right. And so then I had to go to this special dentist to get the, I wanted to get the mercury out, whatever. So what you're telling me really resonates. Now, another story to back up what you're saying about my, maybe I should get my wife in here to tell this. Maybe on the other side, I'll get her. But she worked for a dentist, great guy. You know, like you said, the dentists, they're good people, most of them. They want to help. The individual dentist, they, you know, they're good old boys. The older they are, usually the more like that they are. The newer they are, the higher the education costs, the higher, you know the whole deal. She worked for a good old boy. At some point, a corporation came in and then bought her, his practice. And then he stayed there. Mm-hmm. Okay. When they bought his practice, they had several of them going. Everything changed. The way things were done, the way she was told to do, the way she was told to treat people. Everything got changed a little bit. And so I want to back up what you're saying. There's a lot of places out there. They all operate differently. They're all, it's just like a doctor. You know, there's Sherry Rogers and then there's some, you know, doctor, you know, Kevorkian, you know, or whatever. You know, I'm just giving an example. I'm just backing up what you're saying there. It's completely true. It's been my experience. And hopefully after the break, I'll try to get Tristan over here to talk about it.
You know, I talk to a lot of people every day. I mean, you know, we have hundreds of thousands of customers. We have a lot of phone calls. Some of them we can answer because sometimes it's too much time taken. But people tell me stories. It just blows my mind. You know, this, the problem, I said, you know, I trusted my dentist. You know, it's your dentist. If you need a lawyer, you go to your lawyer because you trust him to do a good job. If your heart problem, you go to a, I mean, I trusted my dentist. You know, I never thought that they're just skimming me until I start going between parodontist. But see, dentists will send you to parodontist. And then they will play volleyball with your wallet. You know, one month you have to go to dentist. Next month you have to go to the parodontist.
And it will they got a regular system. They got a schedule for you.
Yeah. And it will go on for years. They'll just milk you. Now, as I said, you know, I have a lot of good dentists. I have a lot of dental companies sell our products because they're good people. They believe helping their patients. They want to sell good products to their dentist or give away good products to help their patients. Now, but I also had a lot of dental companies when we started in the beginning. We had a lot of dental companies selling our product. But what they realize after 6 months, that these patients are not coming back every 3 months because they're using Viatmer toothpaste and mouthwash. So imagine having, say, 100 dental companies. All of a sudden, we had left only 10.
Wow.
After, say, 6, 7, 8 months. But people tell us stories. You know, I can write a whole book about all the things people tell me. But as I said, I have nothing against dentists. We need dentists. We need them to do work, but honest work, not just trying to gouge money and try to create jobs because somebody who controls them says you have to charge more. You have to create jobs because we need so much money. They look at the bottom line, how much each clinic is going to make. And that is problem for me. I hate that.
I want to be clear and want to reiterate, you know, we've had, like Ron Sally on, he makes this stuff called, the lamb cream and the heal on, which is, I don't know if you've ever heard of it, but if you have wound heals, I mean, wounds or things on your face, healing plastic surgery scar. I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, it's darn near a miracle how good this stuff works. And he would give it to doctors and stuff, and they couldn't believe, like, brown recluse bites. It saved my wife. I mean, we'll have my wife talk about that, too, if she comes in here. But he would do the same exact same thing that you just said. He would give it to doctors, and they couldn't believe the results, and then they stopped buying from him. He said, well, why did you stop buying? I thought it worked really good. Well, if I keep selling this, then they'll have no need for me, so I can't sell this in my practice.
See, this what I mean. It takes people like you who has such audience and a voice that you can go nationwide and tell people, listen, don't rush. Take your time. Ask questions. Go for a second opinion. You know, had I done before my problems, I could have saved a lot of time, money, pain. You know, when I eventually realized what's going on, and actually the last time I saw my periodontist, who is one of the best periodontists in Las Vegas, supposedly, he gave me the pills. They had told me already they have to remove my teeth, and it will be about $40,000 to $45,000 to put new implants. Well, that's the price. That's the going price for full-mouth implants. They were going to remove all my teeth and put new implants for me. And when I told my wife, she hit the roof. She said, are you crazy? Let's try these natural things. I said, you telling me my periodontist, who's educated in this field, knows less than you that, you know, that you think we can use these natural things and it will save my teeth and my health? You know, I was almost dying. I was 120 pounds from 170 down to 120. I couldn't eat anything.
Wow.
Look, people, you don't realize what it is not to have teeth or have sore teeth and gums when you can chew food. You know, you lose your appetite. You're always sick. You always have some kind of infection in your mouth. Infection makes you sick. And all those problems, I had them, I went through them, I lived them, and I had a huge business to run on top of that. You know, I think I got looking older because of all the stress I had in my life. But anyways, I still think I look good. I look in the mirror and say, hey, Robert,
you are sharp young man. Robert, you are a sharp young man. Don't let anybody tell you different. Let me ask you a question about that conversation with your wife. How did that, I mean, did she throw anything at you? I mean, I'm just wondering. I mean, how did that,
when you know, she was, because she's naturally a good person, she didn't hit me on the head. No.
She is a good person.
She said, honey, I'm telling you, because she's very knowledgeable in health. Her mother used to own the first health food store in Nevada.
Wow.
I think it was in Fallon, Nevada, and we're talking 50 years ago, and the time of hippies then came. People didn't go to health food stores. They didn't believe in it. It was hard times. She told me all these stories. Rest in peace. She's passed away now. But people didn't go to health food stores in those days, very rarely, is my opinion, because they just didn't know. It was something new. It's not like today you have health food stores in every corner because they really help people. Anybody could walk in a health food store and get some opinion, get some advice, find some good natural products, like going to powermall.com. You have thousands of products that you chose them because they work. Your clients go to your website, they buy this stuff and they benefit from it because you chose great products to put on your website. You won't put junk in your website, right?
No, absolutely
not. Because you care.
Yeah, but because I want things that work. Like, I know,
right,
I know. See, your story to me resonates so much for a couple reasons, really a few reasons, but two specifically. One is the trauma, when people go through trauma in their life or daunting experiences. And it's like, you know, people say, well, God can make lemonade out of lemons or whatever. You don't know what's going to, you're in the middle of it and it seems awful. And somebody with the character of you and your wife and the diligence and the, really it's your wife. I mean, let's be honest. It was your wife who really drove this. But somebody like that with her knowledge and her character and her temperament, they took that awful situation of what you were dealing with, and not only has your life been changed, but hundreds of thousands of people's life has been changed. I love your mouthwash. I love your mouthwash.
You.
It is the best thing ever.
You.
I'm just, that is so inspiring to me when people take tragedy or tragic circumstances or, you know, overwhelming circumstances, daunting circumstances, and they create beauty out of it. That is so inspiring to me.
You know what my mission was when I started this, when I was so excited? I still am excited after 21 years. I said, anybody who's got mouth must use Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash if they want to stay healthy. I'm going to make sure that it is available to anywhere I can put the product.
Well,
believe
one thing
me,
is
I
that,
was so excited.
Well, you got, let's talk about that health. We got about 5-6 minutes before the break. Talk about, you got a lot of zinc in these products, and we've been discussing zinc as far as, you know, with the coronavirus, how important zinc is to your cells,
right,
how it goes in and protects and will actually kill virus. It's been proven to kill virus. You need to take it before you get sick is ideal, but, the zinc in the mouthwash and when infections get in your teeth and gums, they go right into your heart sometimes. I mean, explain how important that mechanism is.
Well, the reason Ivan chose all these ingredients after doing a lot of research, you know, I can't even tell you how many hours she spent studying. Even though, you know, you could know a lot of things, but you still have to combine ingredients that work together to do the job. You know, so she uses zinc because zinc inhibits plaque growth and reduces wound healing time. Now imagine this ingredient is so amazing, as well as numerous immune activities. Zinc is also known to be important to cell reproduction and to have an antibacterial properties. Also, zinc works to eliminate bad breath by destroying volatile sulfur compounds. Imagine. You're talking about zinc, what it can do. It can do a lot of things. You know, I'm not a doctor. I'm not educated in the field to talk too much about it. But based on what our ingredients in our mouthwash did, zinc, folic acid, clove oil, and myrrh oil with distilled water, it's just phenomenal. When we applied for patent, everybody said, you can get patent on this stuff. It's all natural ingredients. But patent office gave us the patent because it's such an incredible product combination. And
wow.
I'm so proud to say my wife did that and saved my life, saved my mouth. And she is the mother of all the people who are using a Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash in the world because we ship all over the country and out of country.
That's got to be a good feeling.
It is great feeling, but you have to understand, when we started, we didn't know much about the market. You know, I'm a businessman. My wife and I have been in businesses that we owned. But every business is different. You can make product. You can be a product maker, but you cannot know how to sell. Salesmanship is the best thing, the most important thing in the world, right? You got to sell the product. Somebody can make it. Somebody has to sell it. It's not that easy. It sounds easy, but it's not. So when we start, we didn't know the market. You know, we went several stores. We went to California. You walk in a store, they look at you, another salesman walked in. Now we don't have time. Or the manager is not there. It's very hard, you know. And we decided that, you know what, we're not going to give up. We're going to be persistent, and once we start putting in some stores, it was just the beginning. It just went like wildfire. Everybody started, you know, people know each other in health food industry. The word of mouth, just word of mouth. We didn't have money to advertise on national TV. It just word of mouth. We started selling more than we could produce fast enough, the manufacturing facility. And then
wow.
Everybody that used in the stores, people would come and say, do these people have toothpaste? So they called us, several stores said, you have to make toothpaste. I said, I don't know how to make toothpaste. They said, no, you have to make toothpaste with one condition, and you will be very successful if you do this. Well, I said, what's the condition? Well, it has to be no sugar, no fluoride, no chemicals, no preservatives. I said, wow, how do you make toothpaste without those things? Well, you know, I didn't know. Anyways, the lab that was making our mouthwash, I went to them and said, look, I have this problem. I need to make a toothpaste, but no fluoride, no sugar, no chemicals, no preservatives, no sodium lauryl sulfate, because sodium lauryl sulfate is used as a detergent to make foaming agent. It's a foaming agent. Anyways, it took 2 years, and all my money that I put aside that I was supposed to retire and go enjoy golden beaches didn't happen. I got the first batch of the toothpaste that was the original toothpaste in an orange box, 4 ounce toothpaste, and my God, we never stopped. And after that, people ask zinc and CoQ10 and xylitol became very popular. Xylitol is accepted by Dental Association as a good cavity fighter, and CoQ10 is good for your gum elasticity.
Wow.
Is it time for a break?
That's what that is. Time for a break, buddy.
And, yeah, okay.
We'll come back on the other side. I'm going to see if I can get my wife down here to say
good.
A little bit. We're going to talk about this and more and a little bit about Armenia. Very
sure.
Compelling. All right. God bless everybody. Stay tuned.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature. Unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure, but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.